So hello my friends, Devon Lennox here, Photography PX. In today's video we will cover the main highlight features and do an overview of the Olympus EM10 Mark III. Initially released in the fall of 2017, the Mark III is the latest iteration in the EM10 lineup of entry-level cameras and the baby of the OMD family. This lineup serves as the entry point into the Olympus ecosystem. However, this camera obtains several proven features from the flagship EM1 Mark II at a far more attractive price, perfect for enthusiast and beginning users. Compared to the predecessor, the EM10 Mark II, this camera is now well suited to be a competitive option in the market. And it's a camera that Olympus aims to be a competitor against Sony's A6000 and Fujifilm's X-T10. It houses the same 16.1 megapixel sensor and updated processor from the flagship EM1, which delivers superior performance over the predecessor. Most notably, it now offers a continuous burst rate of 8.6 frames per second and a 22-shot buffer. On the video front, this camera shoots 4K Ultra HD video up to 30 frames per second and 1080p Full HD up to 60 frames per second. Outside of the flagship EM1, this is the second Olympus camera to feature 4K recording and a key selling point over the predecessor. The footage delivered is also excellent with ample sharpness, and the camera supports filming in any of the 14 dedicated art filters. Low light performance is also quite strong. It features a native ISO range from ISO 200 to 6400 for strong images throughout its entire range. For focus, it uses a 121 point system with a 50% increase in total point coverage over the predecessor's 81 point system. This system also includes face priority and IAF, which combine to deliver better all-around performance and improved subject tracking. For displays, it features a 3-inch tilting touchscreen LCD, which supports touch focus and touch shutter, and it also obtains the same high-resolution OLED electronic viewfinder as the predecessor. Physically, the camera is quite stylish and pulls design elements from the 40-year-old OM1 film camera. Olympus has borrowed several successful design elements from the popular EM5 Mark II as well, for example, a larger grip, but the camera remains compact and lightweight. Outside of that, it also features the popular nighttime live composite mode, 5-axis image stabilization, focus stacking, a built-in panorama mode, HDR, 15 art filters, a pop-up flash, and wireless connectivity. In the end, the Olympus EM10 Mark III is a markedly improved update to the already popular Mark II, with improvements in usability along with a far more intuitive interface. Compared to other Olympus cameras, it delivers the best user experience and makes an ideal choice for beginning photographers. While the additions and capabilities over the predecessor are not revolutionary, the changes do make for a far refined camera. And considering its gorgeous design, solid performance, and strong interface, it's an excellent choice for the price. So there you have it, my friends. There are the highlights in the overview of Olympus's EM10 Mark III. For more information on the Mark III and other Olympus cameras, check out our website, photographypx.com, go to our camera reviews page, then to the Olympus section, and there you will see a full detailed written review, as well as other reviews of cameras that may be of interest to you. I've been your host, Devon Lennox. We will see you in the next video. Thank you for watching today's video. I hope you found the contents of today's video insightful and it added value to you. If you're new here, please consider subscribing if you haven't done so already. Also, leave us a like and a comment in the description down below. Let us know if we overlooked something or we missed something that we covered in today's video. I've been your host, Devon Lennox. Photography. Dot com.